Snow Strings with Mike Damon. Hello and welcome again to another episode of No Strings Podcast. As usual, I am Mike Damon, your weekly host. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode. Now, historically, music has been used by many over the years as a channel to deliver powerful messages of hope, peace and freedom. And no doubt we all listen to one form of music or the other, and this surely proves that we all connect to it in different ways, of course. Now, many African LGBT activists are using the art, especially music, to courageously advocate for LGBT rights in different parts of Africa, despite the personal challenges that they encounter. So for this week, I will be talking to three very talented and exceptional African musicians who are all LGBT activists, and they will be representing three different African countries. And these three super amazing people have actually done a wonderful job with their music careers, of course. They've actually used their talents to give voice and to speak up against the oppressed sexual minorities in the different countries that they come from and represent. They'll help us understand why it is particularly important to use music as a tool for LGBT activism, and at the same time, we'll examine how evidently, successfully they've done this with their own careers as musicians. We'll take a quick time out now and then come back to do proper introductions of our guests on the show, so please don't go anywhere. I'll be back.
You're listening to No Strings.
It's No Strings with Mike Damon. And welcome back to No Strings. Yes, I said that for this week, we'll be talking to three amazing musicians and singers who are all LGBT activists, and they are musically representing three African countries, and at the same time, together, they'll be helping us understand the importance of using music for LGBT activism. And they'll also be telling us about advocacy and what it's like being gay in the African countries where they come from. And these three persons are one, Grammar Suspect. Grammar Suspect is Kenya's first openly lesbian rapper. She currently has two singles up her credit, and all her songs talks about LGBT struggles in Kenya and Africa. And then also we have Mr. Maja P, who is the first reggae artist to release an all-reggae CD dealing with homophobia and the LGBT experience in Jamaica. Maja P is also an accomplished actor. He was nominated 10 times to the Canadian Reggae Music Awards show, winning on 4 occasions, including Entertainer of the Year in 1997, and has performed all over the USA, Canada, Jamaica and England. Wonderful personality there. And then finally, we have our very own loved and well-appreciated upcoming star, Chisom Ihegoram from Nigeria. He has one song released on the internet titled Why Love is a Crime, dedicated to the Nigerian LGBT community, and this song basically talks about the pain of the Nigerian LGBT community. So now we'll start the conversation with Grammar Suspect. Grammar, thank you for actually agreeing to do this with us, of course. Grammar, please, can you briefly tell us about your music career and how that fills a gap in the LGBT movement in Kenya? And how is the reception for your music like over there in Kenya?
I recorded my first track back in 2004. Hmm. And since I started writing music, I've always found myself writing about issues that affect the community. But my music career has been on and off because of different challenges. Later, I came out of the closet and decided that I'm going to use my talent to fight for LGBTQ rights. And since then, I must say things have not been the same again. The term break has been eliminated from my dictionary because right now I'm dealing with a matter that is so close to my heart. The need to see change, to eliminate discrimination, humiliation and harassment cannot allow me to pause even for a minute.
Hmm. Okay, please, can you tell us a little bit about the LGBT movement in Kenya? Because we hear a lot of different things here in Nigeria. And how is life like, particularly for lesbians? It must be really tough from what we hear.
The reception upon my music has been great. Mm. People are listening and also watching my videos. And I thank God for the opportunity in fighting for the LGBTQI rights the best way I know how. The LGBT movement in Kenya is massive. We have organizations like GALC, AFRA, Kenya Human Rights Commission, that are led by jubilant activists like Jenny Nzioka, Eric Gitari, and many others who have done and continues to do recommendable job. Hmm. Life as a lesbian in Kenya is very, very tough. Coming out of the closet to others means being kicked out of the school. Others are sent packing from homes. Harassment of every kind, including sexual. And for artists like me, we are denied airplay by the media houses. I'm committed to changing that perception, because just like the fact that God does not choose where the rain falls, it's also the same to the rap talent. It is a blessing to all, regardless of who you are.
Such injustice. Thank you so much, Grandma, for doing this, for agreeing to do this with us. Now we are going to take on a short break to listen to one of Grandma's song titled Injustice. We'll be back.
Living in this world of scandal, we need to come up, rise up and fight for our rights and power. Oh, for our rights and power. Oh, the innocent are crying, their cry is silent. Rise up and fight for our rights and power. Oh, for our rights and power.
From class one, always number one in every assignment. Went to Sunday school, attend she was taking the sacrament. Did everything. The parents asked of her with no argument. Clever, observant, God-fearing, the constitution that needed no amendment. At 18, in many young men's heart, she was the monument. Using the word beautiful to describe her is an understatement. So, they flocked her house, others begging to pay dowry payment. But the only thing in her mind was what she was waiting for. University enrollment. Then one day in college canteen, when she was taking refreshment, is when she met what we would call her today's predicament. She now lives in poverty due to lack of employment. They denied her degree because they found out about her engagement. Falling in love with a fellow woman caused this punishment, something that is beyond her understanding, stronger than any government. The more she prayed about it, the stronger was the attachment, and the injustice left her in nothing, nothing short of resentment.
Living in this world of scandal, we need to come up, rise up and fight for our rights and power. Oh, for our rights and power. Oh, the innocent are crying, they are crying.
Always viewed as different from tender age through his puberty in each and every element. He chose to be addressed as corny in netball tournaments, felt more comfortable in a dress, yes, the female garment, and often hence lived with an uncle who worked in law enforcement, the same person who for a decade used him for his fulfillment. Verbal, physical and sexual abuse were the uncle's source of entertainment, where at times called upon his older son for reinforcement. For a very long, long time, this young boy lived in torment. He prayed long and hard for God to send him to retirement. But instead, three types of infections were the doctor's establishment.
You're listening to No Strings.
Great, great, really nice. Almost didn't want it to just end. Welcome back to No Strings. And that was Grandma Suspect on the song Injustice. To listen more, follow links under this episode to access them. And now we are going to have another conversation with Mr. Major P, all the way from Jamaica. So, hello, Major P.
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Great. You've been very pro-gay yourself, especially advocating and speaking up for the LGBT community in Jamaica, even as you're not gay yourself. And we all know that Jamaica is very homophobic. Now, how have you been able to navigate and scale through all this with so much success?
Thanks for having me on.
Thank you.
Now, to answer your question, the reason why I've been so successful and to be able to speak so strongly about homophobia in Jamaica and worldwide is that I believe in what I'm doing. And I'm not scared to say what I believe in without wavering amongst the homophobic odd.
You've written and musically delivered several songs and albums supporting and encouraging LGBT persons, not just in Jamaica, but worldwide. And so you've been tagged as the first reggae artist to release an all-reggae CD dealing with homophobia. So tell us, what inspired your effort? What is actually the story behind your advocacy?
Well, Mike, the story I'm about to tell you, it's kind of long, but I'm just going to kind of shorten it. I was discriminated by a gay person when he saw that I had dreadlocks and I was from Jamaica and I was doing reggae music, he thought that I was one of them homophobic artists that was calling for the death and burden of gay people. So he was showing me all kind of attitude and so forth. So I asked one of my buddy, why was he doing that? And my buddy told me, well, Mr. Major P, the reason is, he says you're from Jamaica and you don't like gays and you're homophobic. But I explained to my buddy, said, please, let me talk to him so I can explain my point of view. So we hooked up and I explained to him that not all Jamaicans are, Jamaican reggae artists are homophobic. Not all of us does that. Then he kind of calmed down, and that's what kind of made me realize, like, wow, the days that this guy was doing all kind of thing and showing me all kind of attitude, I felt so bad. So I realized, like, wow, if I can feel this way, imagine how somebody who is gay, that they are feeling when they get all this hate and these homophobic songs and people talk about killing and burning them. So I said to myself, I guess I have to do something about this. So that was one of the reasons why I decided to write an album called Tolerance, just to kind of combat, you know, the homophobic and the hatred that was going on. So that was one of the reasons. But there's other reasons, but this was one of the main ones. Okay, then. Thank you.
Amazing, really. So wonderful. I know you've said it all before in your songs, but this time on this show, can you tell us what you think about the argument that homosexuality is an African?
Well, Mike, to answer your question about if to be gay is an African, it's not so. Because people got to remember that in every nation on this world, worldwide, there's a gay person in every nation. But the reason why people want to say Africans should not be gay, they all with this macho thing that, oh, we are macho and we can't be gay. That's bull. Every nation on earth has gays in it. And that's the reason why you can't debunk that argument that it's an African. It's not. It's all about them being macho. It's as simple as that. And they got to remember one important thing. People are born gay. People are born straight. So let me say it again. People are born gay and people are born straight. Thank you.
Brilliant. People are born gay. I'm sure a whole lot of people are going to find ways to disagree with that. Magic P, so do you see music as an actual tool that could be used, you know, effectively for LGBT activism? And what final words will you have, you know, or leave for people who may want to follow in your footsteps?
Well, Mike, yeah, I do find that music is very effective to reach the massive. Because everybody listen music. It's not everybody who got a television, but everybody listen music. And you know, nowadays, everybody got a phone that can do music or whatever. So music is a very, especially social media, is a very good way of reaching people. But what I have discovered too, that along with my music, I do my music videos. And people can see the visual. So them seeing the visual and hearing the music, they see exactly what I'm doing. And that's kind of even reaching further out. Oh, and another thing you asked me, Mike, if somebody want to be an advocate and follow in my footsteps. Well, first of all, you have to believe in what you're doing. And you have to be ready to be able to take criticism. And it comes with, depend on the advocacy. But my advocacy, it comes with a price, because I've lost friends. Friends don't talk to me more because they say that I'm defending the gay community. You know what I mean? So it comes with the territory. I've gotten a lot of death threats, you know, that I can't do this and I can't do that anymore. I've got people saying they're going to shoot me or whatever because I'm defending the gay community. So it comes with a lot of things. So if you want to be an advocate, just make sure, first thing, you have to believe in what you are doing. You know what I mean? And you have to be able to stand up for what you believe in, even when people are trying to break you down. You stand up for that, what you believe in. Don't waver. If you waver, they're going to call you a coward. Never waver. Just stand up for what you believe in. As long as you believe in it, you can never go wrong. And that's what I want to say. So, Mike, I want to say thank you for this interview and thank you for having me. This is Mr. Major P. I'm the king of tolerance and they call me the Maverick. Thank you.
And thank you to Mr. Major P for your time and No Strings and for speaking up for the voiceless. You're indeed the king of tolerance. Okay, we're going to go on a short musical break to hear a song from Mr. Major P, and this one is titled Gay Bullying. When we come back, we're going to have another talk with Chisom Iyeworem from Nigeria. Don't go anywhere. No Strings continues.
And whether you're straight or gay or LGBT, it doesn't matter. Bullying is bullying. So if you feel that you have been bullied, mentally or physically, please reach out and tell someone. Cause from here on,
it gets better.
In the arms of the angel, far away from you, may they find comfort.
Dear bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Dear bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention. Dear bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song. Dear bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Oh, what a gwan is me a mention. Dear bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. Too many young kids are that on a hide. Scared to be gay, taken for a ride. Lonely and desperate, nobody by them side. Crying out for help, nobody by them side. Tired to get the bully, them lose them pride. They hold it in them mouth and it's commit suicide. Yeah, bullying is wrong. Listen to the words of my song.
Listen.
Yeah, bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. That me have to mention. Bullying is wrong.
It's wrong.
Listen to the words of my song.
Wrong.
Gay bullying, no, 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 that it's wrong. No matter if you a man or woman. Parents, parents, pay attention. Check on your child, find out what is wrong. If your child is withdrawn, ask question. Do not assume, look at their action. Mental bullying a serious affliction. That is hate and discrimination. Gay bullying have to stop, we need to take a stand. To have gay feeling, that is not wrong. Gay bullying is wrong.
You're listening to No Strings.
And welcome back to No Strings. And that was Mr. Major P on the song Gay Bullying. It gets better. Okay, I hope you enjoyed every bit of that song. Now we are going to join up with Chisom Iyeworem from Nigeria. Chisom, you're welcome on board No Strings. So please, can you tell us everything we need to know about your just released LGBT themed single titled Why Love is a Crime?
And every summer I would say Why Love is a Crime is a song that highlights that important social issue that many people do not want to talk about or seems to ignore in the society. The major theme of the song talks about the love and criminalization of LGBT persons by the federal government of Nigeria.
Really interesting. Now, this song has suddenly become the first LGBT advocacy song in Nigeria, and you have gained some very serious exposure from people outside the shores of Nigeria who have supported and promoted your music. So now, isn't this going to threaten your stay in the country, given that the country is very homophobic?
I don't see the buzzword, I don't see the fame coming with the release of the song in Nigeria. You know, it's not about the fame, it's about the discussion and the impact that matters much to me. I just do my, all I do is being careful, you know, being careful with the people that I relate to so that I don't get victimized too.
Wise and smart there. Okay, so where is this energy, this passion for the Nigerian LGBT community coming from, and how can you address the issue of homophobia in Nigeria?
The energy and the passion come from the fact that in the last survey, we had about 87% of non-acceptance of LGBT persons in Nigeria from the scorecard. So there's still a huge gap of non-acceptance. So that's why I keep advocating being strong in it.
So true, there's still a huge gap that needs to be filled. So much work to be done. Okay, thank you so much, Jisun, for being on the podcast with us. I appreciate your time. Okay, we've come to the end of this week's episode. Make sure you join us again next week. Visit www.nostringsng.com daily for the latest happenings covering LGBT issues in Nigeria and even beyond. Like us on Facebook using facebook.com/nostringsng and twitter.com/nostringsng. You can send us an email using info@nostringsng.com or call our official hotline for all inquiries. The number is 234-813-242-0473. Okay, coming up now is Chisholm's My Love is a Crime. Until next week, bye bye.
Telling me our souls are bound together. Love, in love, we will breathe like he wants us up to breathe. With one heart, with one voice, we can turn mystery to history. I remember you telling me that it hurt to lose the one you love. But right now love is a taboo. Make a no do. Tell me, why love is a crime? Why love is a crime? I don't wanna die. I want to leave. Why love is a crime? Why love is a crime? The deck set me on fire, preaching what you never do. You've got a monster, he's gonna die. Don't forget he's watching you. Preaching what you never do. You've got a disease you wanna cure. I pure.